The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In this time of economic depression, the general belief in Washington is that we can spend our way out of this. That is, we can just print more paper money and give it away, and that will give people money to spend and all will be well. There's only one thing wrong with that idea. It's wrong. Every time you print more paper money, you decrease the value of money that's in everyone's pocket. In turn, that means fewer goods can be bought with that money, not more. That means less profit is made, and thus, fewer businesses can continue to operate. Fewer jobs are available. No, spending what we don't have, and I'm referring to debt, is what got us into this mess to start with. It's a law of God in nature that you can't fix a disorder with the same disorder. It won't work. The Bible says in Psalm 94:11, "The Lord knows that the thoughts of man, they are vanity." The real problem with the economy is a deeper one than the people in Washington. They are but the fruit of the thinking of a majority of people in this land. Our actual problem is that we no longer understand the purpose of wealth. We think wealth is for our own pleasure, prestige, or possessions. Most of us have no idea what is its real purpose. So, what is the real purpose of wealth? The Bible is very plain on this issue, just as it speaks plainly to all issues in this world. The purpose of wealth is defined in Deuteronomy 8:18. There the Bible states, quote, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant." The purpose of wealth is to establish His covenant. What is God's covenant? The word covenant means the meeting of minds. God's whole aim in this earth is to get mankind to think with Him about life, both now and in eternity. To do that, we must get into our minds the truth revealed in the Bible. Fathers and mothers are to first put it into their own children's minds. Then we all are to put it into anyone else's mind who will listen to it. Once we hear the Bible, we begin to realize we must receive Christ as our Master and Deliverer in order to become what God created us to be. All of this takes money. While putting the truth into our children's minds, parents must pay for their food, shelter, and clothing. It also costs to print the Bibles with which we do that. We must likewise support financially those who are called to use all their time in teaching the Bible. I refer to pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and others who do such ministry. So wealth is first for the support of our own family so we can get the truth of the Scripture into our own children. Then it's to be used to fund the gospel of the kingdom of Christ going to the whole world. This is how God uses wealth to get people to think with Him. America's founders believed that to let government redistribute the wealth through taxation or inflation would allow it to destroy the liberty to teach your children the truth. Noah Webster, who taught millions of Americans through his textbooks, said this was, quote, "more dangerous to liberty and republican government than all the constitutions that can be written on paper, or even than a standing army," he said. "Let the people have property, and they will have power, a power that will forever prevent a restriction of the press and the abridgment of any other privilege." End quote. Are you using your money to get the truth to your children? Or are you living on credit for pleasure, prestige, or possessions? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.